Upstairs in his bedroom, Joey finished unwrapping the cash. He arranged the $100 bills into 40 stacks, 100 to a pile, and fastened each bundle with a rubber band. He gave Linda a coffee can and told her to take the cellophane and paper wrappers to the bathroom, burn them, and flush the ashes down the toilet. Then Joey drove Linda over to her sister's house on Roseberry Street. He planned to spend the day alone at home, laying low. He told Linda he would return for her that night. Back home on Front Street, Joe again injected himself with speed. He sprinkled the white powder on a spoon, mixed it with drops of water, warmed it over a flame, drew up the mixture into a syringe, and slipped the needle into a vein in his right forearm. Over the years, the drug had ceased to give him anything that could be called pleasure. Addiction was like riding a devilish engine that worked double, triple time. At first it had been fun and made Joey feel all-powerful, vibrantly sexual, and so much happier than he normally felt. But then, as the drug's grip on him hardened, he began to feel as though he were stuck on a wild ride. Even when his mind and body grew tired, it stayed strapped to the same frantic engine, which ran on and on at its double, triple speed through day and night, dulling both pleasure and pain. He felt pinioned to it like some pathetic, wildly gesticulating marionette. And it was then that the drug played its meanest trick. Instead of giving Joey a rush of energy and potency, he found he now needed the regular injections to calm himself down. After only a few hours without a boost, the engine threatened to careen out of control, his senses reeling, his mind muddled and tormented by imagined terrors, his limbs shaking and in pain.